Welcome to the Rockstar Principles of Success with Dana Steele. Everyday actions you can take for a lifetime of success. All learned from the world's greatest rock stars and stars of business.
Hi, this is Dana Steele with the Rockstar Principles of Success. Thanks for joining us for this episode. This is a new podcast. It combines my love of business and rock stars and just all the fun, wild, interesting people I have in my network. And I bring together several of them every week to have conversations that I hope entertain you and you possibly even learn something from. Coming up today, I'm going to help you enhance your personal brand with video, make you stand out when this is all over. Going to tell you how you can Zoom with a llama. I love that. We're also going to be speaking with Brad Gillis, guitarist extraordinaire from Night Ranger, see what he's up to during this COVID crazy. And we also have a tribute to first responders and healthcare workers from songwriter Holly Knight. And a rock story from Greg Kinn. Remember the breakup song? You might not know the name of the song, but you will recognize the lyrics or lack of. It's all coming up on the Rockstar Principles of Success. So, Julian, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me on the Rockstar Principles of Success. How are you?
I'm really good, Dana. Thanks for having me on.
We're finding ourselves here in sort of a different time, and I ran across you. You're a fellow speaker. We're both out there, but we're off stage right now. We don't have an audience right now, and you have a video course that I happened to take, and I thought, you've got to come on the podcast and talk about this. So tell me a little bit about the video, where people can find it, and then I want to tell you what I would like to use it for.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So my video course is called Video Secrets from a Six-Figure Speaker. And what inspired the course was basically a lot of folks reaching out to me as far as advice on how I've used video to build a speaking business. And basically, I walk through students through the course of the tools that I use, the philosophies that I've implemented to allow me to create sort of a constant flow of speaking leads and ultimately build a personal brand online.
One of the things that I particularly liked in your video, and we can go over several of the points of the video course, but it was show your work. Explain that.
100%. So there really is a difference in telling someone you can do something versus showing them. And especially as a speaker, so much is made a decision about your technical expertise, your sort of visual aesthetic as a speaker, and also your personality. And video allows you to do all of those things. And it really is the number one skill that I've learned that has allowed me to really build this speaking career.
One of the things that I thought of in Show Your Work was not only the videos, but I'm always telling people, offer to do things for other people without asking for anything in return. The more you do to help somebody else, or give somebody a free sample, or give somebody some advice, or give somebody some free consulting to sort of get your foot in the door, show your work. Show them what you can do. Quit just telling them what you can do. Well, let's start at the very beginning. What's the first thing when people come in to see this video? What are they going to get out of it?
Yeah, so basically I give them the blueprint to how I ideate, produce, and distribute original content to have built this personal brand, right? So that goes into my actual DIY tools. And really, my philosophy has always been keep it really simple. You know, as speakers, we're not professional video editors or production people. And all the examples that I show were just basically made with my iPhone and a video recorder. And really using every milestone in a speech as potential content to promote yourself, right? And also to show your work. That's everything from announcing that you've gotten booked to actual clips of the speech to interviewing people that have been part of your speech, and all of those things add value. And something that I've learned is that a lot of times people want to see kind of the behind the scenes of how you do. And that is all very much in the alignment of this whole show your work philosophy popularized by Austin Kleon. And I highly recommend everyone check out that book as well. It's definitely infused my whole philosophy when it comes to video marketing.
Speaking of books, you and I have a favorite book. It was a book I picked up when I was probably in my 20s, and that is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Let's just give that book a plug right now.
that really changed the game for me. Now, looking at my journey, the idea of passive income seems so simplistic, but that was revolutionary to me. I mean, I did exactly that. Go to school, get grades. I can't say they were good, but get a job. But that whole idea of creating a linear income was all I knew. I never knew this idea of having some kind of asset that could produce income devoid of your time. And that really is what led me down this entrepreneurial path. Because for me, I saw entrepreneurship as a path to freedom and autonomy.
When I was in rock and roll radio, a lot of people would make fun of me because I was constantly looking beyond that. But I knew that my shelf life as a female rock and roll DJ, first of all, your shelf life as a rock and roll DJ is short. But as a woman DJ, it's even shorter. So I was constantly looking forward of what was I going to do next, which is basically where the Rockstar Principles of Success came from, because I was constantly watching these rock stars and these one-hit wonders. What made somebody stay at the charts who perhaps didn't have the most talent in the world? And then these people that were incredibly talented and they'd have one hit and then you'd never see them again. So it was like constantly watching that sort of thing. And I see a lot of that in you. And by the way, give the name of the video course, how they find it, because I've got a million questions going off in all different directions.
The name of the course is Video Secrets from a Six-Figure Speaker. You can find it on my website at julianplacino.com. That's JulianPlacino.com.
And for somebody listening to this podcast who doesn't want to be a speaker, they don't want to get out and speak in public. The reason I invited Julian to do the podcast today was, as I watched it, I thought, this is not just for speakers, especially in this weird time we find ourselves in. We have people that have studied their entire lives up to this point that are getting ready to graduate and go into the job market. And the job market has pretty much been pulled out from under them. Things are going to change. It reminds me of another favorite book, an old book, but if you get a chance, read it. Who Moved My Cheese? Yeah. The cheese has moved. It's changing colors. It's moving. You need to be able to present yourself in such a way that this new job market is going to come looking for you. And I thought your advice for speakers to do these videos to show what it is you do, how the soup is made, show the soup, you know, talk to people who ate the soup, that sort of thing, that people in the job market, people that are just graduating, people that are finding themselves, for example, we're in Houston, Texas, the oil business is just topsy-turvy right now. Oil and gas, the energy sector is going to be really crazy here for the next couple of years. And people could start to showcase what it is they do best. People that have decided they want to change careers could be figuring out what it is they do best and showcasing that with videos. Now, you say there's three kinds of videos a speaker should do. I love the fact that you show people the personal side of you. So talk about those three kinds of videos that you do.
Yeah, I guess I want to start with, you mentioned even for individuals who are not interested in building a speaking business, how could this benefit them? Although video is the skill, ultimately, what you're producing is a personal brand. And honestly, at the very beginning, I had no idea what it was I was doing with the videos and the podcast until somebody reached out to me and said, "Hey, Julian, how did you build your personal brand?" And I was like, "Personal brand? Isn't that something only celebrities have, right?" But what this individual was referring to was this body of work that I created that people could get to know who I was, what I valued, and what I did. And much like we were talking about passive income, this was an asset that was reputation passive income, in the sense that I produce a piece of content once, it lives online forever, and it pays me in the form of social equity and perpetuity. But making all this 400 hours of long-form content, it was like this thing that just kept generating leads and more attention and leading me to opportunities. That's how I met Waleen, and it just continues to keep working. So that's what it is. Now, whenever I talk about personal branding, yes, you see the online component, but as important, if not more, is the offline component, right? What all this content stuff has allowed you to do was to really scale your personal brand, which ultimately is your reputation.
Right. So for somebody who's probably still trying to wrap their brain around this, I was actually talking about you and your video lessons to my trainer today. We had to stop training in person. So now we train on FaceTime. I don't have weights. I use wine bottles and bottles of bleach and anything I can find around the house. But we've been able to continue working out and keeping myself healthy. So I was trying to explain to him that this is the new world order. You may be doing workouts like this for some time with all of your clients. People are not going to be rushing back to the gym. Gyms are not going to be opening. But you have a business here. You have to continue to run. So I was trying to explain to him some of your video lessons. I said, you have taught me so many different ways to work out with just things I have in my house, whether it's a chair or a coffee table or on the floor or standing on one leg and balancing, whatever. I said, you could make each one of those things into a video and show people you can do this at home. And I need help putting all this together into a routine. Contact me here. You put that at the end. Things are going to change. The job market is going to change. I know I saw an interview that you did talking specifically with people who have just graduated or getting ready to graduate from college, who have spent their whole last few years towards a job market that may not be there now in 6 months because things are changing. So what do you advise people to do when they say, well, what can I do? I studied this for this long. I don't know how to do anything else. I was a rock and roll DJ for 22 years and didn't think I could do anything else until I asked someone that question. And they said, but you're great at marketing and promotion and building a brand. Same as you. I had no idea I had built this brand. Yeah. So you take it and you grow on that. So how do we help people that come to you, come to me and say, my career, my business, my industry is changing. How do I figure out what I want to do next?
I think first it really starts, so for some context outside of me speaking and podcasting and doing all this other stuff, my corporate background has been in recruitment and staffing. My job has been to help other people find jobs. And I've been fortunate to have helped hundreds of individuals find jobs. And it's allowed me to really see the commonalities of people who sort of succeed in the corporate workforce and those who don't, right? So I think the best thing that you can do first is start to get a sense of clarity. The hardest person to help is the person who doesn't necessarily know what they want to do. So try to figure what that is and sit with it. Once you have an idea of what it is that you want to do, immediately start seeking mentors. Who are the people who have already produced that kind of result? And get to know them, because that individual, based on the results, represents a path, a kind of methodology to do that result. They'll be able to tell you what kind of education that they did, certifications, who they interviewed with, different things that they could recommend. So for me, that would be the first step, even outside of all of this video stuff. Develop relationships in the area that you want to pursue.
Let's go back to the nuts and bolts of doing these videos, whether it's to be a speaker, whether it's to build your personal brand, whether it's to let people and recruiters like you used to be get to know you. Video is the best way because they see you and video is such a great medium and they say, oh, I like this person and I want to hear more. Okay, so let's get to the nuts and bolts of it. What is some of the equipment that you use? Because that intimidates people.
Yeah. For me, it's like I try to keep things simple and I say, start with what you have and improve along the way. All of the videos that I shared, like in the course, were pretty much made with my iPhone. And I even have an iPhone 10, like one that's considered older now, right? But the fidelity of these videos, they're so high, especially if you are just posting on, which I do, I'm a LinkedIn guy, right? And typically it's 1080 by 920, 1080 HD, right? But yeah, that's the basic format that you need to start creating the videos. And the second piece of hardware really is just this audio recorder. As a speaker, you're usually far apart from the video capture device. And I use a Zoom H1N. And then I use a video editor to sync the audio and the video at a later time. But really, the lesson there is just start with what you have and improve along the way and just see how it looks to you. And the great thing about that is that you don't have to post anything. You don't have to do anything starting live, but practice with the video, look at your nuance, and once you're happy with something, post it, get a little bit of feedback, and then keep going.
How long do you recommend these videos be?
You know, really 1 to 3 minutes is kind of my sweet spot. So as you know, like feeds are constantly scrolling. So you want to create something that's kind of eye-catching and educational. And if there's one thing that I've learned about content creation, it really is you start to attract the kind of audience that you solve problems for, educate, and also entertain.
What, when you say it's okay to post personal videos, for those of us who spend a lot of time like you and me on LinkedIn, it's like, oh, that's the business. You know, we post our cats and stuff on Facebook. We don't do that on LinkedIn. But I liked your advice about letting people see a little bit of your personal side and your personality. So what sort of personal videos do you post?
If there's one criticism that I've received as a creator, as a speaker, as a corporate professional, is that the way that I speak, I kind of come off as like overly rigid and too professional or whatever, right? And that's why I just started posting some of these videos of me doing things that I'm passionate about, whether it's exercise or spending time with my family. It sort of shows another shade of you, because when people do business with other people, they don't necessarily want a speaker or a salesperson or a manager. They want another human being they can connect with. That's what you're able to showcase through videos and showing things of your personality outside of just the professional.
Okay, your very first video, you and I are used to being on camera. We're used to being on a mic. We're used to being in front of people. Something tells me you're a lot like me in that we could talk to a chair and hold a conversation for an hour and a half and be just quite entertained. But it's daunting to people, not as much as it used to be, because we all have cameras on our phones. And we're all doing selfies and that sort of thing. But let's get somebody started with just one video. That's how you start something like this. Just start. You want to write a book? Just start. You want to be a speaker? Just start. You want to do a video? Just start and do it. So that very first video, 1 to 3 minutes, you're using your phone, you can edit it on your phone, you've got everything there you need. What do you do in that first video?
I'd say do an introduction video, right? Who is it? Who are you? What do you do? And who do you serve? And then give tips. That's one of the most common ways to start to build a little bit of a following, right? So I think that's also where the clarity piece fits in. Who are you? What do you do? Who do you want to serve? And then just start with an introduction video and then some tips. That's a great way just to kind of practice and test the water, get some feedback, and get comfortable with the process of video creation.
And at the beginning of this interview, I mentioned you say show your work. I say give some of your work away. That's what tips are. I'm not telling people to give everything you do away for free and then you don't make any money. But tips are a great way to show your expertise and also help people at the same time. And when you help somebody, they're going to keep coming back to you for more and more and more. Okay, one more question. How often do you post?
You know, so right now I post between anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week, right? And at the very beginning, I was posting probably once a week. You want to do something that is sustainable. More than this, the immediacy and frequency of your posting schedule, what I think is important is the consistency. One of the most amazing quotes I've ever heard about trust was by Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn. And he says that trust equals time plus consistency. Because what you're sort of doing without anyone being aware of it by constantly posting videos is people slowly over time begin to trust you. Like my last keynote before the whole pandemic thing happened was for an organization called HSS, the largest hospitality staffing company in the US. And then in February, I received a direct message, never seen this individual or anything. And the gentleman said, I've been watching your videos and wanted you to keynote our conference. I've been watching your videos, an action repeated over time. I've never heard of this individual before, and that happens to me all the time. Even now, I'm getting online bookings because I continue to put myself out there and share tips, add value, give before ever expecting anything in return. See, the process works. And Jim Rohn, one of his awesome quotes is, giving starts the receiving process. And I believe that creating content, giving of yourself, is exactly that. And that's why this works.
Showcase your expertise. Showcase it with video, because then somebody does get to know you. They do begin to trust you. All right. Do you repeat videos?
You know how Facebook does the memories thing? I think a lot of times when it brings you back to that, you either can repurpose it, repost that share, or create a new spin on it. So the answer is, it depends. Does it feel organic? What I try to do is, I don't try to overly systematize things. The more passionate I am about a piece of content, the more it seems to connect organically with my audience.
Last words of advice for somebody that is looking for a job right now, because this is perfect. You've not only set up this video course for speakers, which I think is great for anybody in any business to showcase what it is they do, showcase their expertise, their personal brand, but you have also been in HR. You have been a recruiter. You have been in the trenches in corporate America.
Yeah.
Best tips that you can give. You say give free tips, so we've come to you for free tips for people moving forward that are looking for that success, whether it's in the corporate world or as an entrepreneur. What do we do moving forward in this new world?
Honestly, this goes for both. And I'll speak first to the job seeker because I have so much domain there. And one thing that I can tell you for sure is the more that you can see yourself less as a job seeker, but more of a problem solver, the more you will separate yourself from the rest. Because it's no longer about you, it is about them. Although you might not be an entrepreneur in the classical sense, it pays to have an entrepreneurial mindset because entrepreneurs solve problems. I can guarantee you that will change your marketing efforts if you just do that one thing. Now, for entrepreneurs and for corporate professionals, I'd say get to know yourself. I'm really big into self-awareness, and truly, very similar to kind of what you've done is I have seen the success patterns. And the individuals that I've seen achieve the highest levels of success really knew who they were, what their particular gifting was, and how to apply it to be of service to others. I truly believe that is the key to success in the corporate and entrepreneurial world.
I remember somebody told me a couple of years ago, if you want to know what it is you do best, because you don't want to tell people how good you are, you want to tell people what it's going to do for them. You really don't care if a musician is a great musician. You just want to know, do I like the song? I want to hear the song again. And this person said, go to your friends, go to your family, go to your previous bosses. Even if it was you were 15 years old and you worked at the local pizza restaurant, go back to the people that know you and the people that you have worked with and the people you have worked for and ask them, what did I bring? Mm-hmm. This job? What did I bring to this relationship? What did I do that stood out? And take all of that and then condense it into, this is what I bring to your company. This is what I bring to the industry. Again, not this is what I do really well, but this is what I can do for you.
100%. That's your real market feedback. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, before I let you go, we've talked about Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I still love the classic How to Win Friends and Influence People from Dale Carnegie. That mm-hmm. kind of stuff never gets old. The typewriter thing in there, because they could probably update that. Who Moved My Cheese? These are old books. Oh, The Millionaire Next Door, which mm-hmm. life-changing for me. It made me start saving money and not spending it on junk. How about some current books you've really enjoyed?
Some current books? I'm actually reading Simon Sinek's Start With Why, and I think that's important. I think intuitively I've been doing something like that similar, but I think he's done a great job of really crystallizing the case behind why you should start with a why. I think that's good. And one of my favorite books of all time is a book called Aspire by Kevin Hall. Have you heard of that book before?
I have not.
Aspire by Kevin Hall. It first introduced me etymology, and etymology is the study of the origin of words. And something that I realized learning this discipline is that words over time, they have the tendency to sort of change and erode. But when you unpack the root definitions of some words, it really creates a new definition, a new way of seeing things. I've just become really interested in that.
All right. How do people reach you? How do they find you? How do they find this course?
Yes, you can check me out on my website at julianplacino.com. That's JulianPlacino.com. And you can search that name on any social profile and I'll be the first to come up. I'm most active on LinkedIn.
Coming up next on the Rockstar Principles of Success, how to invite a llama to your next Zoom meeting. Seriously, how to stay safe on Zoom. We're also going to be speaking with Brad Gillis from Night Rangers, see what they're up to. They were supposed to be out on tour this summer. And songwriter Holly Knight and Tony Bennett's daughter, Antonia Bennett, have written a really cool song for first responders, for healthcare workers. It's all coming up on the Rockstar Principles of Success.
Welcome to the Rockstar Principles of Success with Dana Steele. Everyday actions you can take for a lifetime of success. All learned from the world's greatest rock stars and stars of business.
Have you ever booked a speaker and then noticed your audience on their phones, looking bored and not engaged at all with the presentation you paid for? WCD Speakers makes booking exceptional talent easy with a roster of dynamic keynote speakers, authors, and industry experts, including rock star speaker Dana Steele. Agency owner Willeen Dunn works one-on-one with her clients to fit their theme and topic and help you hire a speaker who will engage and inspire your participants, deliver your message, and move your audience to action. Visit WCDSpeakers.com or contact us at 713-518-4914.
Paige Grossman from YourDailySuccessTip.com joins us on each episode to teach us something new. And today we're talking about Zoom. You may have heard the phrase Zoom bombing. You may have been seeing a lot of information about Zoom recently because that's how a lot of us are having meetings. It's how we're recording a lot of the interviews on this podcast. And we've had actually two really popular tips on YourDailySuccessTip.com. One was security settings for Zoom, and then the other was having a little bit of fun with Zoom. So I'll let you take it from there, Paige.
Yeah, so just making sure that you check those settings on Zoom to make sure that you're safe and not getting Zoom bombed. And that's whether or not you're hosting the meeting or you're just participating in the meeting. So as a host, you want to require a password to get into the meeting that prevents that Zoom bombing. And you can use the waiting room feature also. So that allows you as the host to check everybody who's coming in. They go to the waiting room and you say, okay, cool, you can come into the meeting now. They also recommend that you use a unique ID for each meeting. This is especially true if you do anything that's private, because if you use your general meeting ID, like your personal one, instead of setting up a unique, somebody might drop in and accidentally hear something they shouldn't hear. You also want to, especially as a participant, set your automatic settings that when you join a meeting, you are muted and your camera is off. That makes sure that child screaming in the background doesn't interrupt the meeting. And if you're not wearing pants, nobody knows. We keep that at home. Nobody needs to know about that. If you want to have fun with your Zoom meetings, there are a lot of cool things you can do. You've probably heard that you can set up a background. There's lots of fun backgrounds. Some of our favorites, the hallway from The Shining. You can go to Disney movie sets, so like have the castle or Moana. There's also The Office and the Starship Enterprise.
I was going to say, I think I've seen like some space backgrounds.
Yeah.
I saw one for Palm Springs, which I thought was really cool. Yep. The Palm Springs Visitors Bureau has put out a whole series of backgrounds you can use for Zoom. And you can invite, I know I'm probably rushing here, but you can invite a llama.
Yes, or a goat.
Or a goat.
You know, if a llama is not your thing, invite a goat. Lots of farms are now having you invite farm animals to your meeting to just bring a little levity and lightness to it. And also just play hat, wear funky glasses, just get people to laugh. We all could use a laugh right now.
Oh, isn't that true? So true. Well, thank you so much, Paige Grossman, the deputy tipster for YourDailySuccessTip.com. And we will speak to you on the next episode.
Thanks.
One of my favorite bands back in my radio days was Night Ranger, and still is. They did so much with the radio station, not only great concerts, but also got involved in so many of our charities. And coming up, we're going to check in with guitarist Brad Gillis, see what the band is up to. They were supposed to be out on tour this summer, so we'll find out what's going on with that. Songwriter Holly Knight has a new song honoring our healthcare workers, first responders, and Greg Kinn talks about where the lyrics or lack of lyrics came from for his big hit, The Breakup Song. It's all coming up on the Rockstar Principles of Success. Rock Your Business is brought to you in part by eSigns.com. Social distancing is now a part of all our lives, and businesses want to do their part to protect all of us. You can promote safety in your stores, restaurants, offices, lobbies, wherever people gather or stand in line with eSigns.com. Social distancing floor and wall decals, plus banners and signs that can be seen from the street to connect with customers and let them know you're still open. Order now for direct delivery at eSigns.com. One of my favorite rock stars in the entire world, and I have pictures going back to when we were just itty bitty babies in rock and roll, and that is Brad Gillis of Night Ranger. Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, Dana. Wow. You know, I got to tell you, we go way back, not only us coming to Houston and maybe going to your station doing interviews, but the KLOS auctions that we did for so many years was so much fun back then. I talk about the decade of decadence when you get John Bon Jovi and Vince Neil and all the other people out there and just doing the whole benefit and jamming and having a blast and going out on the town. Those are some of the best memories for me, Dana.
And I love that you remember that, because those rock and roll auctions were such a labor of love. We put so much work into that. And we still look back on those pictures and those memories and what we were able to also do for charity here in Houston. You know, radio doesn't do a lot of that anymore. So it's become very, very corporate, but we were family owned at the time. I'm excited that you agreed to be on the new podcast. It's called The Rockstar Principles of Success, which are passion, knowledge, networking, and appreciation. And you are part of my network, and you have stayed a part of my network for a long time, not only as a rock and roll friend, but also just in business. And we throw ideas back and forth at each other. We've helped each other with our LinkedIn pages. By the way, Vivica Von Rosen, the LinkedIn expert, said hello. She sends you a big hug and a kiss.
Yeah, she kind of helped me. She helped me out from the get-go.
Yeah. So what are you doing in this downtime? Are you taking advantage of it to be ready for the other side?
Well, I'm one of the lucky ones. I say that only meaning that I live in a beautiful part of the East Bay in the San Francisco Bay Area. I have a view of rolling hills behind me. I have no neighbors. I'm able to make noise. I have my studio here. I collect vintage guitars and amps. So I got 120 guitars and about 40 amps here at my house, full-fledged studio. So what I've been doing is, well, definitely staying busy. I've been working on the solo record for quite a few years, but now I'm really honing into that, getting that done. I got the fabulous Gary Moon on lead vocals singing most of the stuff, and it's just a wonderful thing I got going. And it's to the point where I'm getting ready to release it, just finishing mixes now, but just trying to get something out there new and fresh that people could grab a hold of. Radio, you know, radio is different these days. You know, the old rock stars like me, we don't, you know, our band Night Ranger, we really don't get airplay anymore. We'll get some little airplay on classic rock stations, but we'll just push our new single for a couple days, a week or two. But this is what I do. So I've been home working on my music. Night Ranger has got another record deal through Frontiers Records out in Italy. They licensed 10, 11 European countries to the United States and then over Japan and different countries. So this is our fourth or fifth record with them. So the good thing about the downtime is hopefully we'll actually get something done in this downtime and have a new record to come out when things kind of open up. Now, it's really tough on everybody, the band, and especially the crew. This was going to be our best year since the 80s. We had 100 shows booked this year in 2020.
That's right. You had a date. You were coming into, you were coming into Houston this summer. So I know everybody was looking forward to the show in Houston this summer. So hopefully you guys will be able to just sort of rebook all of that again.
Yeah, well, the shows we're missing now, we're booking towards the end of the year, but nobody really knows what's happening. But the good thing is, like I said, I do have a home studio. I keep myself busy. And, you know, when I get involved here at home and I'm working and I'm onto something, I'll put 12, 14 hours a day in this stuff. And I enjoy every minute of it. And I look out on my view and I think to myself, I'm one of the lucky ones. There's so many people that are dead in the water, basically. So I'm lucky there. I think of other people. I was watching on the news how people are starting to get creative and how like clothing manufacturers are starting to make masks, getting creative. And heard this great story about this mom and pop jewelry store that, man, they just haven't been able to be open or sell anything, and about getting creative, like having them contact the churches and see if there's any weddings coming up that they could sell wedding rings to, and just stepping out of the box to try to come up with new ideas to make money. But now that things are actually today, or things are kind of opening back up as of today here in California, where I'm at, you know, people are able to go to the golf courses and different businesses are opening up. So there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go.
We do. We do. Now, you also have a pretty successful business on the side that a lot of people aren't aware of. You do a lot of music for television, movies, commercials, ads, that sort of thing. Of course, all productions have come to a halt as far as shooting, but people can be in editing bays. Are you still doing a little bit of that on this?
Yeah, side? I've been doing that for 20 some odd years, and I've placed over 400 tracks pretty much everywhere over the years. And I just landed a flamenco track on The Price is Right. You know, dumb, fun thing, fun things like that. But I'm still trying to have any and every style available for any music supervisor that wants to play music, so they could look at my website and say, oh, this guy's got a little of everything. You know, I got, like I said, flamenco. Oh, I have really like Target, Old Navy Target type little ditties for TV that I'd love to place. And of course, I got my hard rock stuff. That's another side gig that I'm lucky to have, that I'm able to work from home to get her done. Well, luckily, we sold, you know, 17, 18 million records throughout our career, so I still have royalties coming in. And that's a beautiful thing. So I'm pretty set here and comfortable. And like I said, I'm one of the lucky ones.
We're speaking with Brad Gillis of Night Ranger, longtime friend. Of course, we did so much together at KLOL. What is the strangest thing that you've done during the lockdown, or the most interesting thing you've learned? So, for example, I say the strangest thing I've done is I shaved my head.
Right. So. Well, I got to tell you, I was a germaphobe before this started. And,
oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I play guitar, and we do meet and greets and shake all these people's hands. And sometimes they want to hug you. And that was all fine before this all came down. But even after we get done with the meet and greet with Night Ranger before this pandemic, that we'd all hold both of our hands up like doctors going into surgery after the meet and greet, and we'd all wash our hands just because we just shook 50 people's hands at meet and greet. But as a guitar player, I always kept my hands clean. But the strangest thing for me, Dana, was actually having to go to the supermarket here and get groceries, because I got so deep into thought thinking, well, first of all, everything on the shelf somebody has touched on its way to get there, to get on the shelf. Then once you pull it off the shelf and put it in your cart, you go check out. Then you have the lady that rings you up and the bag boy that puts it in your bags. All of a sudden, I don't want to touch my car door. I don't want to touch anything. I bring my little hand sanitizer with me, and I load my groceries, and I wash my hands. Man, I come home, load everything in here, I get my disinfectant, and I spray down and wipe down all my groceries because everybody's touched them. So that's how I'm keeping myself as distant as possible.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of people are doing the same thing. Just you gotta do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's so great to catch up with you. And, you know, we're all just going to think positive. Yes, it's going to be a while before entertainment. You know, our shows on Broadway, my son who's out on the road with Fiddler on the Roof, your concert tours, all of that's probably going to be a little bit farther down the road, along with the NFL and baseball. But we have to, first of all, stay safe, wipe down the groceries, wash your hands, wear your mask, and then we will see you on the other side of it with all of Night Ranger.
Yeah. You know, I'm really looking forward to playing. It's been quite a few months. It was kind of tough for us because right when everything was coming down, we had three shows during a week, and this is in early March. Basically, we had two in the Midwest, and Friday, Saturday night, and then on Sunday, we were flying to Punta Cana to play at the High Rock Cafe Hotel on the beach in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. All the stuff started coming down that weekend. Well, they were telling everybody, you know, don't fly. Don't go out unless you need to. Definitely don't fly. And here we are flying to the Midwest. And the first show we did was an area where they didn't have any problems. So we did that first show. It was great. A couple thousand people were sold out. We were all psyched. And our next show, somewhere in Indiana, they had to cancel it. They had stuff going on there. So we thought, wow, are we really going to fly to Punta Cana on the next day and stay there for 3 days with a little vacation, do our show on a Wednesday, fly back home on a Thursday. It got to the point where they were started to lock down airports coming from out of the country. And we thought, you know what? We may get stuck. And not a bad place to be stuck, but who wants to be somewhere with a pandemic going on? So we had to bail on that show. We're going to rebook it another time. But that Friday night, our first show in the Midwest, that was our last show. And it's been a month and a half or more. And like I said, July 7th, we were supposed to start Sammy Hagar all over the country. And I just can't see that happening. But then again, that would give us a little over 2 months. And who knows? I mean, you never know.
Well, stay safe. And thanks for letting us check in with you. That's what we do on the networking. I just reach into my my contacts and pull somebody out of the network to see how they're doing.
Very good.
And we're just going to keep our fingers crossed for that, because I think seeing Night Ranger with Sammy Hagar would just be, that's like a KLOL dream of mine come true, to be able to see a show like that again. It'd be great to see all of you.
I'd love to come down to Houston, see you again and perform and just get back on the road and get back to the business I do best. And I just, everybody loves playing live. I mean, that's, we grew up playing live. We started out in the 80s doing 250 shows a year, and this band still kicks butt. Everybody has all this high energy still going on, and we just need to get back to work. Even though I love it at home, I want to get back out on the road.
Perfect. That's perfect. Well, I love you, and please stay safe and wash your hands, and we will keep in touch.
Thank you, and stay safe, and I'm looking forward to seeing you whenever we can again.
We'll let you know when that next Night Ranger album comes out. And also, if we hear any more on the tour with Sammy Hagar or any Night Ranger tour. Coming up, Holly Knight and Antonia Bennett, daughter of Tony Bennett, their new song honoring healthcare workers. And the breakup song story from Greg Kinn is our rock story at the end of the podcast today. Stick around.
Gene Simmons of KISS says, Dana has spent years learning and developing profitable business practices that she's just giving away in this book. Ken Hoffman of the Houston Chronicle says, Rock to the Top is part self-help, but mostly just a ton of fun stories about superstars.
Pretty much as far back as I can remember, I've always loved rock and roll, and I've always loved business. And as I started speaking to business groups across the country, I found it was a lot more fun to talk about important business fundamentals by using, my escapades and my stories with some of the greatest rock stars in the world. Rock stars, by the way, who also happen to be extremely successful business people.
Rock to the Top and the entire 101 Ways to Rock book series can be found in paperback and Kindle versions at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold.
As an appreciation part of the rock star principles of success, singer, songwriter, Hall of Famer, all around great woman, performing amazing friend and partner in crime, Holly Knight joins us. How you doing?
I'm great.
I miss you. I miss you terribly.
I miss you too.
But, you know, this is the next best thing. I get to talk to you, and I get to talk to you about the fact you have another wonderful, great new song. But before we talk about that, I just want people to get an idea of who Holly Knight is. Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2013. But let's talk about some of the hits. Love is a Battlefield for Pat Benatar. Several hits, including The Best and Better Be Good to Me for Tina Turner. Ragdoll with Aerosmith. Change with John Waite. Love Touch with Rod Stewart. And the list just goes on and on and on.
And The Warrior.
And The Warrior, Patti Smyth. At the end of every episode, I always tell a rock story. So we're not going to tell it on this one, but I'm going to have you back, or I'm going to tell our Rod Stewart story from opening night of Tina Turner in London. Yes, but that'll be a whole other story. But you've put together, you've composed and produced just a beautiful song, Here For You, sung by Antonia Bennett, Tony Bennett's daughter. So tell me a little bit about it.
It's basically something we wanted to do for the healthcare workers, more than just a thank you. It's a tribute to them, the healthcare workers and first responders and essential workers, as a way of saying thank you. The song's called Here For You, and it's from their point of view, is we are always here for you. And then I did a lyric video to it and just sort of put some current photos on there. They weren't photos that I took. They were stock photos that I licensed. It's for a good cause, because what we really want to do is raise awareness and donate to a charity that addresses the healthcare workers. So we didn't do it to make money or anything. We just did it as just a touching and beautiful way to say thank you.
Well, it's a beautiful song, and the video makes it all that much more touching. Of course, this is a podcast, an audio podcast. Where can people find the video? Again, it's Here For You, Antonia Bennett, along with Holly Knight.
There are two places where you can see the video. You can't purchase the video. You can go to either Vimeo and YouTube. And then the song, just the song, is now on iTunes. So you can buy the song.
Well, that's nice. And then part of the proceeds will be donated to these groups that are taking care of the healthcare workers, the first responders around the country.
Exactly.
Well, it's a beautiful song. And then when you sit and watch the images, you are so good with imagery. A lot of times, songwriters, they can write words, they can write music, but then when they have to put it to pictures, but you're really, really good with that. But it is because you have a photographer's eye. You're a photographer also.
I am. And I have a photography website, which is hollyknightphoto.com. It's something I discovered later in life. And I'm just very passionate about it. But I also have to say that I've always been very visual. Even when I would write songs, I would always envision the videos. When I'm writing a song in my head, I've already got the video done. So it was sort of a natural progression. And I find with a lot of talented people that if they're good at one thing, they're usually really good at something else. Not everything, obviously, that's creative, but you find your little niches. And I'm very visual. I've always been very visual.
Well, at the end of the podcast today, after the credits and everything, we're going to play the song. So everybody be sure and listen to the very end. It's like a movie. You have to wait through all the credits to get to the really good stuff at the end. So we'll be playing the song so you can hear it. And then go buy it on iTunes so that those proceeds will go to help the healthcare workers. Before I let you go, what are you working on now?
Oh, God. It seems like between the 20 million puzzles I'm doing with my son while I'm being holed up in isolation, I'm working on a lot of stuff. I'm working on my memoirs. I've also written a script, which originally was going to be a musical for theater and Broadway, but then we rewrote it into a screenplay, my partner and I, and we want to make a movie from the script. So I'm doing that. And then I just have been spending the last few weeks writing a treatment and pilot series for cable TV that I'm really excited about that hopefully will get picked up. And then I'm writing music, as I'm always writing music. I'm actually doing something with Elvira, which is going to, I can't talk too much about it, but it's a video, a parody of something that she's doing. And just still writing and making noise in my studio.
I love it.
I'm one of the lucky ones. My studio is right in my house. My gym is in my house. I have a nice little outdoor area I can go. I'm a New Yorker, and I grew up in teeny little apartments. So I'm very, very grateful that I'm one of the lucky ones that I don't mind staying at home. I do it anyway because everything's here.
Well, thank you for doing this. Thank you for what you're doing, you and Antonia, for the first responders. We're going to play the song again Here For You at the end of the podcast today. And we'll promote it several times. And please let your friends know about it because it's just a beautiful song. And if you get a chance, go see the video from Holly Knight. If you enjoy the Rockstar Principles of Success, there are three ways you can let us know. One, obviously listen to it. Two, leave us a message. If you look in the podcast description, wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll see there's a link. If you click on that link, you can leave us a voice message, and we'll even play it on the show sometime if you'd like us to. The third way you could help is support us. For as little as a dollar a month, you can keep the Rockstar Principles of Success coming each and every week. Again, look in the podcast description, and you can click on support. By the way, if you decide to support us with $9.99 a month, I'll record a message for you. The outgoing message on your phone, something for your business, whatever you need, we'll do it for you. Helping others succeed is one of the Rockstar Principles of Success. Again, we'll have the song from Antonia Bennett and Holly Knight Here For You, honoring healthcare workers, coming up at the very end of the podcast. And coming up next, we always end the podcast with a rock story. This is one I did several years ago with Greg Kinn. He wrote the hits Jeopardy, the breakup song, and there is such a funny story about how he came up with the lyrics, or the lack of, for the breakup song. It's all coming up next on the Rockstar Principles of Success. Several years ago, I was doing the rock business for GoDaddy.com, talking to rock stars who had successful businesses on the side or other careers. Greg Kinn was one of those rock stars I talked to. He had a very successful radio career for a long time, sort of in the middle of his music career. He also had several big hits, including Jeopardy. Remember Our Love's in Jeopardy? And one called The Breakup Song. You might not recognize the name of the song, but you will definitely recognize the interesting lyrics. And I can't leave without having you tell that story again. And it's where the deep and brilliant lyrics came from. Breakup song.
I remember we were writing it and we had a garage place that we rehearsed in. And it was Berkeley Rent-A-Space. And every day we'd go down there for a couple hours and mess around with songs. And I had a song, but I only had half the lyrics. I played for the guys, and they love it. They, you know what? Screw the other half of the lyrics. We have a recording session in 2 days. Let's just go in and do it. So I go in. I go to the recording session. I'm waiting for the song to go. I still don't have enough lyrics, so I start filling in stuff with We had broken. See, my original idea was we had broken up for good just an hour before, and something got went, and I kind of opened the door. Right? Or something there. The last thing I expected to do was you had broken up for good just an hour before. Well, I go and I sing the whole song. Every other line is And I'm thinking I'm going to get an earful when I get back in the studio. And these guys are all sitting back going, that is the deepest lyric you've ever written. Just write them, do them like that every time. And it was kind of funny because a year later, we could be walking down the street. It translates into every known language. I mean, I could walk down the street in Tokyo and a guy could, oh, you the guy. Yeah, you that guy. I love that guy. So it's you learn something that translates into every language.
Just an apple. That's it. Everybody says they're dancing just a fool.
That story cracks me up every time. I never get tired of hearing it. And I just laugh in the car when I hear that song come on. Thanks for being a part of the Rockstar Principles of Success podcast today. We're having fun doing this. It's an evolving podcast, but we will continue to do it every week. The Rockstar Principles being passion, knowledge, networking, and appreciation. The podcast will continue to be sort of a combination of my love of business, passionate people, passionate entrepreneurs, rock star friends, people in my network, and hopefully you have some fun along with us. It's the Rockstar Principles of Success. If you would like to see this continue, you would like to support us, there is a link in the podcast description. There's also a link if you'd like to leave us a message. Who knows? We might play it on the podcast. I'm Dana Steele. Thanks for being with us. Stay safe. Wash your hands. We'll see you next week. Rock on, steelworkers.
You've been listening to the Rockstar Principles of Success with Dana Steele, brought to you by YourDailySuccessTip.com and WCD Speakers. Edited and co-produced by Doug Robertson. Original music composed and performed by Angus Clark. Executive producer Dana Steele. Copyright 2020 JFA Entertainment. For more information, visit DanaSteele.com.
Lay down your troubles, there's nothing to fear, nothing to hide from, baby, I'm here. I know it's a struggle, I know that you're blue, you should know I'm here for you. I'm always here for you. Come sit beside me, have a good cry. Know that I love you, gonna be alright. It's all temporary. Comfort, be your best friend. There's nothing